If I'm thinking from the perspective of Davante Adams, that's why the Jets probably make the most sense.
Right.
Because the ramp-up time is a lot shorter than anywhere else. Because I know exactly what Aaron Rodgers wants. I know the way he plays. And I know how to fit my skill set to what he's doing. And that's been a lot of the problem with Garrett Wilson and why he can't get on the page with Aaron Rodgers. When you have quarterbacks that are that tenured and have a certain style, they're not interested, no matter how much ability you have, to change their game to fit you. It's the reverse.
Andrew Hawkins on Davante Adams.
And the Jets offense overall, which they kind of do look like they need him.
Yep.
But they shouldn't. Like, Garrett Wilson should be doing better.
But past Garrett Wilson, what is there? Breece Hall. Mike Williams, there's a lot of money for a guy that's always hurt, and Davante Adams over Mike Williams is a massive upgrade.
He did go 4-for-67 last week, but okay. he hadn't done much before that.
All right.
And he also went 4-for-67 because they pretty much had to throw away from Patrick Surtain all day.
Right.
Right.
There are a couple there. We're getting back to his defense comes back. A couple corners that are,
yep.
We had this conversation with Scott Pianowski, and we'll talk to him again tomorrow. Erasers. You have Surtain, Sauce Gardner, not as much, but Surtain is definitely on that list. And I think Christian Gonzalez in New England is worth talking about on this list too.
Yeah.
An eraser.
Well, the other thing that's happening with the Jets offense is they cannot run the football. And that is very different. Like, that was not part of the blueprint. I thought the blueprint for them was that Rodgers would come in, they would run a lot of play action, he'd be a little bit more of a game manager type quarterback. Maybe, I didn't think as much as he's been. But part of that was they'd be able to run the ball because they have a star running back. And that star running back is like dead last in the NFL in every single metric and is averaging 3 yards a carry and has maybe lost his starting job. Like, he was the backup last week.
You know who else has terrible metrics right now?
Who?
Achane.
Really?
Yeah.
I know he's like under 4 yards a carry.
It's not just that. It's yards over expectation.
Yeah. It's bad.
Not the same guy.
That's funny, because last year he was like setting records on that stuff.
Yes. He is. Devin Achane in Miami has been horrible.
Yeah, let's see. The bottom. Yeah, he's dead last. Yards under expected. He's minus 88, which is 30 yards worse than the next closest, which is DeAndre Swift.
Right.
Wow, that's insane.
That eliminates.
Wow, he's not just the worst. He's the worst by like a mile.
That takes out blocking and how many yards would the average running back get? Like, next gen stats, you can kind of do this. Achane has been awful.
They're saying the average replacement level running back should get like 240 yards, and he's at 160.
Mm.
Wow.
Everything is bad in Miami.
That is absolutely, everything is bad. McDaniel, by the way, is getting blasted.
Yeah, well, I'd be
daily by Miami.
Okay. Go ahead. Root for that.
It is.
Seriously.
I'm softening on him a little bit too, because I saw someone, I'll have to find who it was. Someone broke down the last 5.5 games that Tua's played, and like, they're a bottom 10 offense.
Okay.
In the last 8 games where Tua's played 5.5 of them.
If I'm a Miami fan, I'll tell you what I would want. I would want this team to finish with the worst record in football, draft the best quarterback, throw to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle for 2 years, and keep Mike McDaniel.
I don't think McDaniel makes it to that.
Okay.
He won't. Right. Like,
if I'm a Miami fan, that's what I would want. Will he survive that? Maybe not. He did just sign an extension.
Yeah. But we were wondering, what's the counterpunch, right? Like, they started to get figured out a little bit and at the end of last year. And they have had, two touchdowns? No, they haven't had a lead yet all year. That's what it is. They've had one good half of football.
That is a...
against the Jaguars, who are 0-4.
That's right. They haven't had a lead because they kicked and won a game as time expired.
Yeah.
Which is it? Is it that Tua's not that good? Because if it's Tua's not that good, then he took a not that good quarterback to the number one offense in football.
And then
the coach is good.
That's why I'm like, I'm stuck up in the air, because I don't know.
Is he trash? Because if he's trash, then okay. What would happen if Tua had a different coach?
Well, something's off. Something's off, right? Other backup quarterbacks, Joe Flacco won a game. What are backups in the league this year? Malik Willis has won games.
Okay. Malik Willis is a good example of a guy that's better than what Mike McDaniels had. But the other backups to win are Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton. If Joe Flacco ran the Miami offense, he would complete passes. Skylar Thompson, not so much.
I don't know that Willis, though, is any different. Willis was horrible in Tennessee and had showed up like 2 weeks before he started a football game. It's not that different than Tyler Huntley.
Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson's been on the Dolphins for multiple seasons.
Yep.
In the playoff game against the Bills, don't forget Skylar Thompson played in a postseason playoff game. That happened in our life, and we watched it in our stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know his stats were for that game?
What?
This is like a, maybe we should move on from a different quarterback. He's still there. Skylar Thompson, in the postseason, I'm pulling it up right now.
He was like, wasn't he like 15 of...
He was 18 of 45
yeah.
for 220 yards.
Yeah.
45 attempts,
yeah.
220 yards. Hey, maybe we should get somebody else. Nope.
This is what they're doing in Miami every day. They're trying to figure out who they're yelling at.
Right. Well, I would say be mad at the bad players. That's usually where I land, is be mad at the people that are not good, not the people that are good. I would not be mad at Tyreek Hill. I would not be mad at Jalen Waddle. I probably wouldn't be mad at McDaniel. And if McDaniel and Waddle are yelling at each other and it's all falling apart, I would understand why, because when you have high expectations and you want to win and you've been good, you're hoping to take the next step and literally everything possible goes wrong, people get mad. What would be better? If Tyreek Hill and Mike McDaniel were smiling? Sometimes I'm always blown away. Wow, things are going bad. And they're upset about it. Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
Thank you! Good! It's not a point about Diggs on the sideline against Cincinnati, but people getting mad when you lose is good!
Yeah, everything going bad, though, is also, like, their defense is not as good as people thought it was.
That's for sure. Defensively, they keep changing coordinators. They don't have an identity. I mean, on defense, are they also hurt there, too? Jalen Phillips is out again.
Maybe.
Is Chubb back yet?
That
to full form?
Yeah, injuries. Like, Terron Armstead is that on offense, right? Like, that was part of the breakdown I read about the 5.5 games they played with Tua before he went down and how bad it was. A big point was, look how much worse they are when Armstead's out. Like, they are putrid when Armstead's out. But, man, your offense shouldn't be that brittle. Your offense shouldn't be your left tackle's out and you go from top 10 to bottom 10, even when the quarterback's healthy.
Bradley Chubb, there's no timetable for his return. So they're down their two defensive ends again.
Yep. They're down their two defensive ends. They're down their starting running back in Mostert. They're obviously down their quarterback. You see Tyreek Hill's going to be playing with an injured thumb?
I did.
Also, Jalen Waddle. What happened to him? Jalen Waddle doesn't look like... I mean, he's getting the ball thrown his way, and he's not catching it, or he's not separating the same way he was a couple years ago. Again, though, this is the Dolphins story. It may be on every front. He is someone that has been battling through injuries for like 2 straight years, and maybe he's just not 100% healthy because he's always dealing with something that's nagging. Miami.
Jeff in Buffalo. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Good. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, real quick, on this Tua thing and McDaniels. Number one, I got to be right up front, not a McDaniels fan at all. When and if Tua does come back, you know, I look at Miami and I go, they're going to put him behind that offensive line, really, and expect that things are going to go good. When you look at Buffalo and how they played Miami earlier in the year, and if you look at some of the playoff games late last year and when they sort of went in their funk, it seems like, and you know as well as anybody in this league, and it's a copycat league, and once you find a defense or a scheme to throw an offense off, whether it be timing or disrupting patterns and so on and so forth, I think you're seeing defenses play Miami's offense a little differently. Yeah, go ahead, throw it underneath, but you're not running past our safeties. You're not going to get Tyreek on a 7-yard flat and he's going to go 77 on you. Besides that, and the whole, I hate to say it, but this buddy-buddy coaching system, everybody's my friend on the team. Coaches don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. When you go to work, your supervisor can't be your friend because at the end of the day, he might have to say, you know what, you're laid off for 2 days. You know, I mean, or you're benched. So this buddy-buddy system of coaching, and he's the newest, trendiest, coolest, youngest thing, I love to see it happen, only because I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, a McDaniels hater, and Tua, say he comes back in 8 weeks. You think that offensive line is going to keep Tua up for another 7 weeks? I doubt it. Okay, guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff.
Again, like, I wonder, I don't know. It's tough to tell. Do their issues on offense even go deeper than just Tua's out? Tyreek Hill, Tyreek Hill, since week 13 of last year, that's a 10-game stretch, has one 100-yard game. It was week one this year. He had a 75-yard touchdown against the Jags. How is that possible? How is that guy who looked, and he, again, injuries, everybody, but one 100-yard game for the guy that I think looks is the most dangerous receiver in football on a play-to-play basis? Did they get figured out? I don't know. It's hard. You can't tell now either because Tua's not in.
How well are teams doing passing down the field against these defenses? Let's look at that. Miami, okay. Way but 28th.
Okay.
I've got from Tej Seth, who is football analytics for...
Yes. Yep. I forget where he is. Sumer Sports, right?
Maybe.
I think Sumer Sports.
I think that's right. I've got EPA on deep passes and how often teams do it. Now, okay. Miami this year is, of course, terrible because it's been a game and a half for Tua, right? Game and a half. Where are the Bills on expected points added on deep passing?
I guess like 19th.
Two.
Second best?
Two.
No way.
Yep.
Really?
Passes over 15 yards.
Wait, EPA. Okay. Is there something there about like how often they're doing it?
Oh, you want to know how often they're doing it?
I was going to say, because is it not as much?
That's different.
Is that my smaller sample size?
Their EPA on deep passes?
Yeah.
Second.
Okay.
How often are they doing it? Here are the teams doing it more. Minnesota, New Orleans, San Francisco, Houston, Green Bay, Dallas, Indy, Arizona, Jacksonville, Denver.
Okay, so they're 11th. That's way better than I would have thought. Obviously, way better.
Yep.
Does the Shakir play?
The Shakir play is a big one.
Is the Shakir play? I don't want to not count that though, right? Because Allen makes those plays.
Yeah, it's part of the offense.
A lot, so it counts.
Anyway, 803-0550. The Dolphins. We'll see how bad it gets for them. Well, who are they going to hire? What are they going to draft first overall?
Belichick.
They're going to hire the next defensive mind? Maybe. Belichick's
going. I've got Belichick going everywhere.
Jacksonville.
So. Jacksonville. I've got him going to the Giants and Dable going to the Eagles to reunite with Jalen Hurts. How about that? Do you like that one?
I don't mind that.
Belichick to the Giants. Sirianni fired. Dable goes back to
Saquon.
Coach with Saquon and his college quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Extendo Sports coming up in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.